So what is the Mountain Pact and when did it form?
I first heard about the Mountain Pact about 2 years ago when a woman named Diana Madsen reached out to me, and she had been doing a lot of environmental lobbying in DC. And what she had seen is that there was a distinct lack of collective voice from mountain towns, especially on environmental policy, but kind of across the board on the federal docket and on the federal discussion about things that affect mountain towns. So she actually teamed up with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency and actually got some funding to start this group called the Mountain Pact, which is supposed to be a voice for mountain towns to help us navigate the maze that is federal policy.
So the group aims to have, a shared voice on federal policy. Has it impacted policy before?
The Mountain Pact, so we really got started sharing our voice, lending our voice during last year's session. And one of the big things we talked about there was the EPA rules on carbon. And more than anything, the Mountain Pact at that time was a great way to add validity to a lot of the concerns that mountain towns were sharing.
So what are the issues? What are the challenges that are facing mountain towns?
Our climate is changing for all of us. It's getting warmer, and we're seeing less dependable snowpack and really a lot warmer temperatures throughout all seasons, but especially in winter. And we're seeing the effects of that in a huge way in California this year. So, looking at how we plan for the future, how we plan for water, our water rights and our water conservation as mountain towns into the future. But then also one big ones that's been around has been we've been talking about wildfire funding and how we plan for some of these large climatic events and fire events and flooding events, and asking the federal government how they can help us.
This week, the Mountain Pact group is sending a letter to White House staff and lawmakers that targets the nation's coal industry. What is the group hoping to do?
So this is not out of the blue. There is actually a Department of Interior proposal to revalue coal. And so we felt like as the Mountain Pact, this was something that was worth lending our voice to in support of revaluing coal. So what this does is it looks at Western states where coal is mined and addresses the fact that according to the Mountain Pact, coal companies and those who are pulling the resources out of the ground are paying an unfair, on the lower side, an unfair price in comparison to what us as cities are paying for the effect that coal is having on our climate, and thus the effect that we're going to have to pay, the prices we're going to have to pay for long-term climate change in our valley. The letter that's being submitted by the Mountain Pact to the Department of Interior just says we as mountain communities are seriously seeing the effects of climate change now, and we will continue to do so, and that costs us a lot of money.
The coal industry argues, hey, we're already doing a lot in regard to royalty payments, but this argues more needs to be done.
Yeah, and we as the Mountain Pact didn't get very specific about what we were arguing for. We are arguing for a general valuation of natural resources at a fair price for what it is doing to our economies and to our climate. Aspen's economy and our entire way of life is dependent on tourism, and tourism is 100% dependent on our environment. And it's going to have a huge cost to us if our climate continues to change and that affects tourism numbers. And so we're going to pay the economic effects. And I think that story just hasn't been told to the extent that we need it to be told. And so signing onto a letter like this is a great way for people to hear our voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.